your three throw, every player, it's kind of a takeoff here. But you got thrown a little bit of a curveball, didn't you?
But as a baseball guy, you understand you got to sit on the curve. And sometimes you can make them pay for throwing a curveball.
Guard is like a fenced-in yard, except when you're pulling and trapping and getting out to the second level. Tackle, though, it's like you have 3.5 acres.
It's like being inside the walls of a castle at guard because you got all your men with you. And when you're at tackle, you're kind of the guy on the outside of the wall and you're doing your own thing out there. Well, we don't know where Kyle is. We don't know what he's doing, but we hope he's back for dinner kind of deal.
Throwing to his near side. Throwing, coming open, 28, Marquise Wilson inside the 20, first down Bears inside the Raider 15.
It's been an eye-opening experience for me, but the guys around me and the coaching staff has really done a great job of pushing me along and making sure that I stay positive, and you know, sometimes I get down on myself. So
three of you are working to him anyway, there's your guy.
Yeah.
You do get down on yourself. Is this from just your competitive nature and want excellence at every snap, or is this something else?
I get embarrassed if I get beat, if I get, even if I win a rep, guy doesn't get a sack, but he may swipe my hands. I know that he knows that he swiped my hands, and I don't care if anybody else knows because I don't want anybody to beat me.
Where do you think this came from? And it had to come from your younger days.
My dad, just a sense of competitiveness and the importance of the moment, the way he emphasized the importance of now. You know, you may have that opportunity to make that block 3 years down the road, but why not right now? The great ones do it now. I really have trouble sleeping sometimes when, you know, things aren't perfect in my book or things aren't up to that gold standard that I hold myself to.
How do you channel that, though, if you can't overcome the embarrassment?
Another lesson I learned, you know, from Little League, being on the mound, can't throw strikes, you've walked the bases loaded, and they're just doing the carousel around and around and around. Being that 10-year-old kid with tears in my eyes on the mound, because I felt like it was completely out of my control. You know, you have to be able to develop amnesia. You have to be able to say, he got his best shot out of the way, that's all he's got, I got more.
Has it been harder than you thought it would be to play tackle?
Yes and no. There's certain days where I'm thinking to myself, how do guys make a living doing this? And then there's some days where I'm like, you know, I get it. I get it to a certain extent. And, you know, I was crawling, I was walking. I think I'm going to jog now.
You'll learn a lot about this that you will use for the rest of your career.
A lot of it goes beyond football with this change from guard to tackle. There were things that were completely out of my control. My best friend on the team for the last 2 years was cut a week prior to week one. You know, I got the phone call that I'd be moving to tackle, and I've been challenged. I've been defeated some days. I've been beaten down to where I feel like I'm nothing, and I've had my triumphs as well. As a guy who had a lot of success early at guard, when they took the training wheels off and put me at tackle, you know, you got to skin your knee a couple times on the curb, and, you know, get some bumps and bruises before you realize, hey, I can ride the hell out of this bike, and, you know, this one's mine.